This is the Redefined Countdown.
Redefine the culture.
What's that sound? It's ROG.
Duh.
From University of Lagos to University of Benin, Babcock to Covenant, this is the Redefined Countdown.
Connect with us on Twitter and on Instagram
at RedefineNG.
Ladies and gentlemen in the city of Lagos, good evening, and you're welcome back to the Redefined Countdown. My name is Ginnika, and I have here with me, as usual,
Itoa. Hi, Christopher and Skin.
Yeah, Christopher and Itoa. Mm-hmm. She's looking beautiful today, guys. You need to see her. She's glowing, glowing.
Okay.
I mean, if today's your day, we can compliment you.
All right.
So just take it.
All right. So you guys are not
when
going to
when is my
like,
day?
Most likely never.
Going to pick on me today. I think Christopher, today is your day.
at all.
Yeah.
How's your weekend been?
My weekend. It was. I wouldn't lie. They said children of God don't lie. I wouldn't lie. My weekend wasn't so perfect because I had like a dental issue and it made me very queasy and I'm having a fever amongst other things. But I think I'll be fine because I'm alive at least, and that's more than a lot of people can ask for. So.
Was stressful.
How?
Yeah, bruh. School work and all those things.
Oh, you're taking school serious now?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
GP makes people humble, man.
I feel like you should reject, like you should push that back to him right now.
At all.
So that Lagos doesn't keep that in their mind. Because like the world is going to keep that.
She literally had energy like last semester before now.
Okay.
The power of GP.
Yeah, it does. It humbles you. It humbles you a lot.
For real.
100%.
All our listeners, thanks for last week. The reviews
They were wonderful.
They said the songs were actually very, very, very nice.
I mean, yeah, you guys have an impute, so of course, it's going to be amazing. And we thank you for your support and for all your feedback and all the things that you're saying, letting us know that we're doing at least a good job. Yeah.
So straight to the countdown. Our number 10 today is Nafesa.
She's not featuring anybody on this song.
Okay. This song was produced by Remy Baggins actually. And Nafesa is a law student.
Mm-hmm. What school?
That let me tell you something about this girl. I don't know why people are not proud of their school now.
Right.
Okay.
Why are people not proud of their school?
I think it's a thing. Like I feel like there's this thing amongst young people where they feel like they want to belong to a school that is like popping. You know,
that's the word.
Unquote.
Yes.
So like if they're not in a school that's popping or like under on the social media radar, then they're not very proud. It's like, oh, what school did you go to? Never mind about that. It's just one school like that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's what they'll tell you. Ginnika, what schools are popping to you?
Well, I mean. By popular demand and like by what is going on in social media, University of Lagos for one, you know, the Babcock, Afe Babalola. These are the schools that I mean these are the things I'm seeing going around. So this isn't just me speaking off the top of my head.
Well, why would you pop with Strike and other things like that? I don't
so wait, you are trying to shake
any table, but I just feel as long as you're doing your thing in your various schools.
Yeah, that's what I think too. That's what it's just the social, like, what's the thing called? Like, a social stratification where they think, oh, if I'm not in this school, then
I'm
not popping. I can remember one of the episodes we had, and somebody, I think it was you who said somebody was from one school, and then she said something about, wow, he's too cool to be from that school.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's almost like, I mean, everyone is, like, you know, under this
I
thing
feel,
where
feel.
You know, school's popping and the school's not.
All right, let's check out this one. Nafesa Ife, produced by Remy Baggins.
Okay.
It's time for number 10.
Ooh.
that was our number 10 song, Ife by Nafisa, produced by Remy Baggins. And I think it's a beautiful song. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I actually think it's actually a beautiful song. Remember when we started this countdown?
You're talking about lack of female artists?
Lack of female artists.
Thank
you. I was thinking the exact same thing right now.
I'm wondering why she's not blown, because she has a very nice voice.
I feel like you people need to define this blown thing. Yeah. Like, what is it to be blown? Like, what is it? Like, blown in what aspect?
It's almost like known.
It's almost like saying Asha, for instance, is not blown. Do you get what I mean? Because she's not like a conventional artist.
We all know Asha is blown.
And there's some people who don't think so.
Oh.
It's really embarrassing, but there's some people who don't think
they probably know her, but then they don't like her.
Okay, but so now, what is the blown thing? Like, what is the term? What does it do? What is the definition?
Like,
of the
she's
term?
Not known, she's not famous, that kind of thing.
But then she is just not in the environment.
Well,
that
all you should say is that she's underrated.
Yeah,
simple,
yeah, underrated. Yeah. I think underrated is more the word than you know.
Okay.
I think underrated is more the word than blown.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, and I like the fact that she's in touch with the Nigerian culture with her song and the language and you know her use of.
Inka, do you know what Ife means?
Yeah. Love,
come on, like I understand Yoruba. Don't even do that. Don't do that. So we're gonna move on to the number 9 song for today. It's called Wrong or Right by Veen featuring Zira, and the song is. I think I should allow them to listen to it, give them like a chance to have an opinion about
you,
it.
You want to say something about the Zira guy?
I'll hold my thought.
Right. Let's check out
song.
This one, number 9.
Yeah. Wrong, alright.
Wrong, alright. By Veen featuring Zira.
It's time, number 9.
Sharing Zero, Wrong or Right. It was produced by Johnson IP.
And is it just me or it sounds like Tory Lanez?
Tory Lanez?
Yes, Tory Lanez.
He sounds like he has a feminine undertone. That's what I was gonna say Tory before the song.
Like,
but it's beautiful.
Weekend,
it's not a minus, it's a plus for
you. Do you listen to Tory Lanez?
Yeah, I listen to Tory Lanez, but I actually feel it sounds like The Weeknd. What do you think, Ginika?
If he sounds like Tory Lanez, I'm not very conversant with Tory Lanez sound, so I can't really say that for sure.
Alright.
Okay, so that was number 9, Wrong or Right, Veen turn 0. And now number 8, Nikhil TBG. Nikhil TBG. I'm crushing on him though. I'm okay. Admitting.
Now that you, I like the fact that you admitted that. Very, you know, very. Just, you know how they say they caught you red-handed. Don't even deny.
Now, Toha, was that hard for you?
No, it wasn't.
Oh. You should admit this more often because exactly. I know I'm sure there's more people you're crushing on.
Okay.
No, are you crushing on Christopher?
Everything is not about you in this life, Christopher. Exactly. You need to understand that the world doesn't revolve around you. Okay. I'm so sorry, but I have to tell you the hard truth.
I beg you.
So Nicole TBG from Unilag and. Is doing philosophy.
Yeah,
and looks like music. A nerd. You guys, have you seen him?
Does he?
Yes, he I does. Don't know because I haven't seen him, so I can't relate to that.
Oh. Yeah, you should see.
Plus, I find nerds attractive, so that's it. Probably works for me.
And he has a thick voice.
But he's probably too young anyway. So
how do you know it's too young?
Number eight.
How do you know?
You know all these things. You can just tell. It's a vibe. You can just always
okay.
tell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, let's check out this one.
Number eight. Fashionista.
The way she walks, the way she talks, the way she dresses.
You killed me, G. Girl, you fine and you know it. I know you like to show it. Show it, show it, show me, show me. Stunning ovation when she steps into the room. The way you walk on me, I want to follow you. Her dress is fitted and she's in designer shoes. Boys have been staring, they do not know what to do. Fashionista. Now you see that she's a star. A fashion killer. She dresses like a fashionista. Now you see that she's a star. The way she talks, the way she looks, the way she dresses.
See the way she, see the way she, see the way she waka waka. See the way she, see the way she, see the way she waka waka. See the way she, see the way she, see the way she waka waka.
The way she talks, the way she looks, the way she dresses, the way she waka. Girl, you know that you're tempting, and you got my attention. Girl, you hot like fire, yeah, yeah, yeah. First you mean this shit, you want to hurt me. First you mean this shit, take it easy with your dressing. Black sin, finessing, fine wine, you know she fine. Stunning ovation when she steps into the room. The way you walk at me, I want to follow you. Her dress is fitted and she's in designer shoes. Boys have been staring, they do not know what to do. Now you see that she's a star. A fashion killer. She dresses like a fashionista. Can you see that she's a star? The way she talks, the way she looks, the way she dresses. And the way she walk out. Easy, baby, easy. Sexy, sexy lady, sexy. She fine. Easy, beautiful and pleasing. You study, they tease me, tease me. Strike a pose, take a picture. My face, no filter. Highlights fade it off. Make a complete fashionista. Looking nice from my head to feet, to feet, to feet.
Fashionista.
She knows she wants you to be fancy. Proud of her to do me. Girl, be on designer. Look around to tell me who the finer.
Fashionista.
She knows she wants you to be fancy. Proud of her to do me. Girl, be on designer. Look around to tell me who the finer.
Okay guys, so that was number 8, Nicole TBG on Fashionista. Said the way she talks. What do you have a feeling it's talking about me?
It's talking about who?
Me.
No comments.
Okay, I'm just gonna. My mama said if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything. So I'm just gonna be quiet.
That's the spirit.
Before we move on, though, let's just touch on this World Cup thing just a little bit.
Why?
Because I feel like Africans are leeching onto France. Like Africans have forgotten that. Like they kind of think that they're French now.
Why?
Because it's like they're fighting our battle for us.
Yeah,
you know?
True.
It's like
that.
They're avenging us, so to speak.
But France will win it.
How sure are you?
I'm very sure.
You're very sure.
Who do you think?
I feel this World Cup is basically about team spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And most teams most teams in the World Cup, they lacked that and they've gone eventually.
Commentator.
Exactly. So,
but he's 100% though, like, because Nigeria lacked that, Argentina lacked that.
Brazil.
Portugal didn't, but then, you know, just sometimes it's a game of luck, you know, more than anything
That's
else.
Football
so.
For you.
And they weren't in that luck thing on the day that they lost the game, so.
That's football for you.
But then the World Cup thing, dude, has been very, very nice so far.
I feel like I'm gonna miss it. I'm gonna miss it when because like in the beginning, it was like a lot of people, a lot of girls on Twitter were saying, "Oh, like I'm so happy I don't have a boyfriend." Like imagine sharing your attention with like the television or something, you know, something very petty. But it's like the whole entire world was following in it, both girls and boys, and everyone was just into the like, you know, the heat of the moment. And I'm gonna miss it when it goes because it kept us busy.
And some people actually stopped watching it when Nigeria, when they came.
No, there's a lot of people who are still very much into like following with or without their countries being in it.
This World Cup is basically just a big, big, big shock to everybody.
Why is it a big shock?
Because nobody expected that Croatia would make it this far.
I feel like they went for the past 4 years in
that's
training,
part.
You know?
That's part
like, Nigeria spirit. Should definitely imbibe that or, like, you know, look into how they can better themselves that way.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's just rush back into the countdown
number
for
seven.
The number seven song.
A day last a day.
No, calm.
We need to, I think Christopher has a couple of things to say about this person.
No.
He's adjusting his shirt.
Do not pronounce the name anyhow.
Okay, he's pronounced it. Okay, sorry. We apologize for our wrong pronunciation.
So it's no more if you're a rocker now. Gay, you are
H-O-E. H-O-E, guys. From Christopher is a H-O-E.
Lasso de.
And you know everything about her, I'm very sure.
No, she just dropped a new one, by the way. She called that one Mine.
Oh, that's interesting. You know, Beyonce has a song called Mine featuring Drake.
No, this one is better.
I'm a Beyonce fan, so I'm representing.
This one is better,
and I have a song,
you
too.
You know what? Let's not go into that.
So she calls this one Crave. Let's look right into it.
It's time, number seven. I want to know, I swear I want to grow, I swear I want to. I lost my compass, how do I find my way? I made a promise, a debt I will keep to my way.
So they, she calls this one Crave.
Is that like her name and a surname or something?
I think so.
Oh.
She calls this one Crave.
I personally like the name Ade.
Ade, why?
Yes, because it means crown, and I think it's just very beautiful.
So you understand Yoruba that much?
I do, actually. I mean, you cannot sell me.
Is your boyfriend Yoruba?
He's not, but you can't
sell me. Oh, so you have
me.
A boyfriend.
I never said I have a boyfriend. I just said my boyfriend is not Yoruba.
You guys never want
cats
to
cats are animals, but not all animals are cats. So don't try to rule me into that. I saw you coming. Thank you very much.
Is your boyfriend Yoruba?
He's not Yoruba.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll leave it like that.
Now we know. Now everybody knows. But I mean, I don't mind dating a Yoruba guy. I mean, I understand language, so I'm looking to learn more.
What are we call about guy?
Christopher, I see you shooting your shot, and I walk back gates immediately. Thank you very much.
How
case
you
closed.
Calabar, yo?
Excuse me, you're in the crossover region, crossover Quaibom, you know.
Basi Christopher.
Yeah.
So this next song, Toxic. I was talking to this guy, and when he told me he was in Covenant University, I felt sad for the nigga.
Why?
I'm like, bro, how do you make music in your school?
You guys have been making guys,
Christopher has a thing against, not literally against, but like he has a thing for...
You've been making private university look like they're actually some kind of primary school or secondary school. Like.
I mean, it's a glorified, even my mom has said it to me before that it's a glorified secondary school.
My father used to use that shit to threaten me.
Oh, he'll be like, if you don't do this, you're like,
normally, when school resumes, I'm like, my classes have not started. I'm like, are you playing with your studies? I'm going to send you to Covenant. So I told this guy that it's your school prison. Now, what is it? It's threatening me.
I know, right? I know. It's crazy. It's like the funny thing is the expulsion, you know, rate is very high. It's like super, like they expel people by the second, you
exactly.
know what I mean? Like it's crazy.
Well, the thing is that if you're tired, you could just do something very nasty.
I heard Bo and you're not even allowed to have beards, like
say what?
Like, why?
I can't relate with that. I can't relate. Beard gang, nah.
But people are still doing what they want to do, Shadi.
People are. I mean, it's a university for a reason. You've gone through the training of primary school and secondary school.
Nah, man, that's the thing.
You're meant
some
to
people
have
also
like,
went
the freedom to you know, decide
secondary
what you
schools
do
that
with
they're messed up. Like you.
Excuse me?
Your secondary school used to cut your hair, man.
I did. No, I did. I'm not gonna. I did, but then I'm not in Covenant or Babcock.
And
like,
she's not even complaining.
I'm not complaining. No, my school was
that's
a
my
good
point.
School. I'm proud
imagine,
of where I came from. Okay?
Imagine going to your kind of school, then going to Covenant.
Yeah, so like there's a lot of girls who are in my school who are there, but I'm just like, oh, okay. I don't know. I'm not sure about the.
But then
the
I still feel like, despite everything, like despite all the don't do this, when they go on holidays, they're actually always madder.
Exactly.
Like, and maybe badder. Aside the fact that if your course is designated for 4 years and it's 4 years, like there's nothing like a strike or
okay.
ASU or NASU or any
the
of
thing,
these extra
always strike back, like. On us,
yes, mm-hmm. exactly.
You'll be like, at least our 4 years is 4 years. I'm like, yo,
get
4 years.
Spectacular about it.
At least I don't have curfew.
Exactly.
I mean, imagine having a curfew. It's crazy.
I'm looking for a debate, man.
You can't wait.
I'm rooting for it too. I'm definitely rooting
right,
for it too.
Let's look at this one. Toxic featuring Wagada. Is it
Wakanda?
No. Wagada. He calls this one Way Out. It was produced by Eddie. His nickname is Gatsby. Was written by Toxic and Candy, mixed and mastered by Real Beats.
How many people on the song though? Toxic, Wagada, MKD.
Trust me, it's what's it.
Okay.
Let's check it out.
Okay.
Treat women like basketball. No more to look passes through traffic trying to get the easy layup. Let the game come to you. Play good defense, limit your turnovers. I'm gonna get the open look off the broken play. Hit the shot.
You, baby. I just wanna know what type of guy you into, baby.
What type of girl you know?
When can I text you, baby? I'm tryna be careful, baby.
Tryna be careful, girl. Baby.
You're messing with my head. Always busy, don't waste my time. This dress could cost me death. Clearly, this shit is a waste of time. I don't need nobody. I'm just trying to find my way out, yeah. I'm stuck in the friend zone. I'm just trying to find my way out, yeah.
Like you don't feel it. Say you on the road and you don't see me. You just say hello one next thing, that's it. I don't really wanna know about your ex-man. I don't really wanna know about your next man. I just wanna hold you down, put your skirt up. Yeah, take your shirt off.
I'm way more than gentle, baby. Just listen when a bad man talk.
was Toxic
featuring
Wagada Way Out. Toxic all the way from Covenant University, 300 level.
All the way? Is it that far?
enough, let's be safe. So let's head straight to our number 5, David Melly. When I was talking to this guy, he said something that he's done with pushing his music here. Here in Nigeria.
Okay.
So international.
America.
He's based in the US.
Okay. What did I say? America.
calm. But I'll tell you what. Is it that young people are not appreciated here?
You tell us what or you ask us what?
I'll ask you what, sorry. My bad.
I'm out for you today. Yeah.
Alright. Let's go.
Okay, how about we have a quick rundown from number 10 to number 5?
Then
for our listeners.
Can you come answer my question?
Alright. Okay. Okay, so number 10 was Nafisa Ife.
Produced by Remy Baggins. Number 9 was Vin featuring Zero. Wrong or Right. Produced by Johnson IP.
Number 8, Nikhil TVG.
Fashionista. Produced by Hannes on the beat.
Number 7, Adela Sode. Crave.
And number 6 was Toxic featuring Wagada.
Way Out. Produced by Eddie. Now we're heading straight to our number 5 after Ginika answers my question.
Come on, hit me. What's your question, baby?
Is it that... You know, when I was talking to David Melly, he told me that he's done pushing his music here in Nigeria.
Okay.
And I asked the question, is it that Nigerians, we don't appreciate, like, music?
Music.
I mean, I feel like there's the diversity of the musical, you know, environment in Nigeria is dwarfed. There's not that many, people are not open to that many genres of music. Because if you see, like, the Billboard awards, I see awards for even artists I've never heard about, like,
true.
And then I see a song, I just hear like 10 seconds and I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I have to go and look at them, like, on like SoundCloud or whatever, and then I'm interested, you know. But Nigerians don't really have that. It's like, if it's not noise or shake
buddy, if it's not trending,
or if it's not banging sound, then they're
not
interested.
It's not shaku shaku,
you know. So that's just what, and then even then, they're more interested in alternative music coming from other people. Like, people like, oh, I love John Bellion. But like, there's somebody who's doing
John Bellion every
music
time.
In your country, but you're not supporting him. There's somebody doing Alicia Keys side music in your country, but you're not supporting her. So, what, you know, so it's just Nigerian music structure is just not as diverse. That's just what I think.
Interesting. Let's check out this one. Our number 5, David Melly.
One and No,
produced by Marvin and Espling.
What?
It's Espling now.
He wrote Sibling.
Yeah.
Marvin.
What's up? Oh no. Yeah. I'ma give it to you, baby. Yeah. Oh, you know I give it to you. Okay, you steady doing all the things that you know I like. But anytime I come through, you say that it's not too nice. What you mean, yeah? You been sending pictures that you know I like. Alright. You said I never should delete them. Girl, you know I'm keeping them for life. Hey. Oh, is there anything that I ain't tried? Look, I wanna know. Yeah. Cause I've been trying to get it, I ain't lying. Shorty, you know. You said I can only get it if you be wife. Nah, that's cold.
Yeah, that's cold.
Yeah, girl, you know I'm tryna get it just a few times. Can I come though? Oh, girl, I'm hoping that we could probably work things out. If we work it out, I'm on my way right now. I wanna be between wifey and freak. You should be right in between my sheets. We could cuddle up and be cute all week. You don't need no stamp on it. Baby, you don't need to put no stamp on it. No need to make it official. Faking a vision. Do you not notice how you end up with issues? That's gonna take the fun right out of everything. I'm serious and I put it on every day. Cause we young and there's so much to explore. What she doing now, little mama, take it off. Hey, oh, is there anything that I ain't tried? Look, I wanna know. Yeah,
that's not the trauma. That house, David Merley with One No. Did we tell you that we have a guest in the building?
We didn't, and we're doing it now, guys. We have a guest in the building.
And all the way from University of Calabar.
That's the only way. All the way. What do you mean?
But then Calabar is
quite far. Yes. Come on.
All the way.
So,
he's all the way from University of Calabar.
For the girl that...
And he's cute. Like, he's cuter in person than he is in his pictures.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Calm. Just saying, you
calm
know, I speak the truth.
Calm, you know the rules.
I speak the truth, bro. I speak the truth. Let me.
Alright, Kobe Wolf.
We have Kobe Wolf in the building,
Kobe
guys.
It's actually not University of Calabar, it's Cross River University.
Okay, see, I told you there's a Christopher, this is you're to blame. Aqua Ibom, Cross River, Calabar. It's a bit of a link.
Calm. I think we're having a problem with education here.
Okay.
Some people do not go to the right primary school.
Okay.
What's the capital of Cross River?
Don't put me in this. I'm not here.
Christopher, how about you answer the question?
Because you're so smart.
Because you're from Calabar.
No. Shh. Aqua Ibom, Oyo. No. I'm going to school some kids here. Some primary school teachers didn't do shit.
But then you guys have the same kind of Aqua Ibom.
We don't.
I'm gonna knock you out for saying shh.
No. Kobe's people, they eat dogs.
No, I'm from Aqua Ibom.
My nigga!
Akmans.
I beg you. Or like some meat cheese from
Aqua Ibom. Regardless though, Lagos, I gotta say that Kobe's cute. So, like, you can check him up on Instagram and just double what you see by two.
Okay.
Because he's pretty.
Somebody has a crush.
It's not a crush. I'm just speaking.
It's fine.
One who speaks the truth amongst the
truth speaker. Continue.
Please, your hands on the table, the two girls. Your hands.
What? Excuse me. I told you already. Like 25 and above. Like you can't find me 25.
But Kobe,
and above.
What's good?
How sure are you that Kobe's not 25?
Kobe, are you 25? He's definitely not 25.
So what?
Kobe, I know that for sure. I can bet on it that he's not 25. Thank you very much.
Kobe, what's good?
Coming to my TED Talk.
What's good?
Okay. I'm seeing Lagos for a while, so.
Are you seeing Lagos for a while?
Are you enjoying your experience so far? I mean, not your experience. I mean, this is your area. But
yeah,
then,
this is my area.
Yeah, but then are you enjoying the break?
Not really. Not as much as I wanted.
Why? Why?
I had more plans. I mean, I had a lot of plans.
But wait,
you want to tell us some of these plans?
No summer in Calabar.
I mean, it can't be compared to Lagos, obviously.
Okay. I don't think anywhere, not that many places.
So wait, you
to
prefer
Lagos,
Lagos to Calabar?
Yeah, sure.
Is there anybody who would have?
Why?
Lagos is everything. I mean,
he's an artist, so of course he does.
There's this thing people say about Calabar girls, like Calabar girls.
I was waiting for that.
And they like.
I knew you were coming for that.
Machines.
I'm from Estonia. Speak out so the world can hear you.
Edo. Yeah, I mean, shy to say it.
Okay, she's
so shy. You guys know Edo girls are the finest.
Okay, alright. Good night. Please. I don't know what you're talking about.
Cannot video call or call Itoha at night, man. I'm scared.
I want you to see.
Exactly.
The mask gonna be off. Mask off.
Yeah, exactly.
He's talking about the mask off. He's talking about the witch. Why'd you think that way?
Please. Today's not about you. Today's all about our guests.
Today's all about Kobe.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's in a pink shirt and it's popping on his dark skin. He's a dark skin. Hey. You know, chocolate popping. Itoha, you can't relate.
I can't relate.
So
Kobe, real quick, what were the plans you had? Why do you think that your holiday or your break isn't going as you planned?
Mm-hmm.
What are the things you intended to do that you're not doing, or things you wanted to do that just aren't, you know, falling into place for you right now?
I mean, when I was in Calabar, a lot of people were like, ah, Kobe, come to Lagos, I want to work with you, blah blah blah. Then I came to Lagos, everybody was ghosting, firstly.
Then, have you tried reaching out to them?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's giving excuses.
I mean, you should look at it from the bright side. It's a good thing that people have at least appreciated your work and have like shown intentions to at least work with you, or like intentions to have the desire to work with you, excuse me. So, I mean, that's a good thing for a start. So, if they're ghosting or like not forthcoming with their desires, which they already voiced out to you, then just give it some time. I'm sure that it will come through eventually.
How's your modeling stuff do?
Thing is, most times these modeling agencies are wasting my time. So
you guys have a freelance
in the house. Are you serious?
Yeah, I've been freelance since like 2015.
And then your pictures are
matting.
Yeah, like they are very
matting.
please, 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 please. You girls should calm down.
Christopher, please, what do you do?
Maybe your lips too.
Kobe sings, is a model. Christopher, what do you do?
I beg you.
You only know how to follow anything in skirts.
H-O-E, that's what he is.
So let's head straight to the countdown. This one is by Eri Ife and Remy Baggins.
Remy Baggins, who is the one who produced Nafisa's Ife.
Yeah. He sings
so,
too.
Yeah, he sings.
This song is off their latest EP.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah,
sure.
Have you listened to that?
Why not? Is. Yellow.
Exactly. That's fire, bro. What's your track there?
Me? Like my best track is the actual Yellow.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Now mine is
Yellow. Yellow pops on my skin.
Yellow.
This is not about you, Gunita.
Now let's look at this one.
Boripe.
Is it Boripe?
Boripe or something.
Boripe.
Hey, mother. Hey.
Yeah, because, you know, I got the flow.
Boyfriend
like,
from...
Okay, so...
I told you that he's not... Like, my boyfriend is not Yoruba. He might be when he comes, but right now he's not. Because he's not present. Like, he's not... He doesn't exist.
Okay.
Let's check out this one. Boripe.
I leave school to make a sing song. Cause trying to be the best is what I live for. Mama say, oh boy, you be mistake. But boy, you be disgrace. Say, it gon' never work for you. Oh, why? Tears falling from my eye. But I try. And soon I'ma touch the sky. So I'm steady on my grind all day. I'm steady on my grind all day. Cause I'm sit down, what you mean? I'll be grinding till I'm up living the dream. Until everyone is winning on my team. I'll be grinding cause the city never sleeps. Sit down, what you mean? I'll be grinding till I'm up living the dream. Until everyone is winning on my team. I'll be grinding cause the city never sleeps. So I say, boy, you ready to have it? You could put your head down and I'll spend this time. Boy, you ready to have it? Boy, you ready to have it? Boy, you ready to have it? Brother, put your head down and I'll spend this time. Boy, you ready to have it? Boy, you ready to have it? So I pick up my pen to put a verse down. And it's the 100th one this week. And I know that sometimes I gotta calm down. But my God, gotta shoot me. If you think that I'ma ease up on the gas now, just go ahead and take a couple CDs, yeah. I'm on the 25, what you thinking from? Remember from?
Eri Ife or Remy Baggins?
I got the pronunciation right though. Boripe.
Oh, Boripe. Did I get it?
No.
What?
This one is off their Yellow album.
Mm-hmm.
So, EP. I'm very sorry about that. So, Kobe.
Yeah.
You know you broke your record, yeah?
Me?
On our countdown, yeah?
For real?
Yeah, he did.
He had 2 songs back to back. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should talk about that. How did you team up with 99 from Caleb University to create that?
Yeah, tell us about that.
Like, it wasn't planned at all. Like, I'm always at Johnson's side. Like, Johnson, he produced the song.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I went to Johnson's studio one day and I saw that 99 there. Like, we've been planning to work since 2016. Ooh. So, I mean, we're in the studio together that moment. But, like, let's just make
so what is it about him that made you want to work with him?
We've been G's and we just had this vibe.
Jeez.
Always just had this vibe because we used to freestyle together, but we never got to the studio.
Oh, that's cute.
Okay, Kobe, is your name actually Kobe? Is
yep.
it a name? Your name is Kobe.
Yep.
How about the wolf thingy? I know, but then how?
The,
what's the thing
yeah.
behind the wolf?
Is it Kobe? Was Kobe Wilder?
Oh, that's like my alter ego.
Hey.
Hey God!
All right,
Ginika, give me one.
I give you an alter ego.
Exactly.
You don't have any.
Hey,
you're Christopher, one and only.
Always
and forever be. You
so,
ain't got no alter ego.
That's how it happened, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's how. It happened.
So all right, our number 3 track is actually.
Sorry, scratch that. HOE. That's the one I give you.
Exactly.
hold on, hold on. So our number three track is actually Bonkers.
And guess what, guys? It's a Kobe song.
Exactly. Finally, and he's here in the building. So
he's here.
And when I listen to the Bonkers song, I'm like, wow.
We all got a vibe.
Exactly.
A vibe. Let's say it together. 1, 2, 3, go. Burna Boy.
Yes, true that. I don't know why you.
Sly,
why you. Okay,
sly
okay, that's
like
valid.
But,
Why didn't you pull her to shout now?
You always knew I was going to slide you on that.
It's fine. Later on, you'll be looking for love from my corner. Okay.
So you look for love.
No, wait, for real. You actually thought I'll help you with that.
Wait.
So you don't like Burna Boy?
Get the issue. I'm done with y'all.
No, Christopher. So you don't like Burna Boy?
Get the issue.
I like Burna Boy, but the fact that she expected me to shout is just.
With you, bye. Good night.
So what inspired this Bonkers song?
It was me moving from Lagos to Calabar.
Okay.
But getting inside here in Lagos, then expressing the hard life there was like.
There's a hard life in Calabar.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Light issue is quite bad.
Light issue. Oh, so we think it's bad in Lagos, but it's worse in Calabar. Damn.
Then security is quite messed up.
Ooh, like, damn.
Wow.
From 6, I'm scared of being outside my
house.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow. Is it
people in Lagos be living their best life at 12
everywhere
o'clock
or
midnight?
Or SARS. Yeah, not even SARS, like cultists.
Oh, damn. Wow.
Wow. Yeah, man,
like,
that was deep.
For no reason, like, you're just around.
Okay. No figo color.
So how do you cope with school and music?
School, music.
What course is
architecture?
Are you serious? Mad. Architecture. Man.
Is that what you want to do, or are you just doing it?
That's what I always. That's what I'm in Calabar.
Do you know the way he smiled when he said architecture?
He so happened to be an architect, like an architect. I was going to say architecture. This thing's working on me. So like, my English is getting wavy as shit.
What you're feeling like what now?
I feel like nothing, to be honest. I just, you know. It's a vibe.
So Bonkers is basically talking about your life,
my experience.
Your experience in Calabar.
From the Omo gets inside to hard guy. Yeah.
So you want to tell me that there's actually no good parts?
There is normal, but
tell me the good parts.
It was my own experience, that's what I saw. So I had to say
that. That's cute.
But I actually want to know the good part. Tell me.
That's the good.
The Afang soup.
Exactly.
The Calabar.
You can come down to me. I can cook you some Afang soup and Eddie Kaya. Christopher, you all people know that I can cook, so don't even go there, because I'm finna open you up right now.
Oh yeah. Unlike some people that will remix. Hey God.
Whoever is on the table should just catch their song.
It's you, man. It's ready. Because some people are on it though, and they fall. They have bruises because they're yellow.
Let's just get back
to the countdown.
How does your boyfriend cope, please?
It's none of your business. It's private, please.
Relationship private. Don't probe.
Thank you,
bro. If you're listening, man, you're trying, bro.
Hold on for a second, guys.
Okay, number three.
Before we move into the countdown, Kobe, I feel like your song Bonkers kind of opens you up into having a two-faced personality, because it's like, oh, when you're in Calabar, you're low-key, then when you come back to Lagos, you're suddenly a bad guy with
popping, you know, coming off everywhere.
Do you
want
to talk about what that means for a second?
I have to be low-key before you die, bro.
Before you take your life.
If I'm popping, then they look at me, this one wants to come and take a shot.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. That's a wise thing to do, for sure.
So let's check out this one, Kobe with
Bonkers.
Bonkers. Oh.
Yeah. Whoa. Whoa. Yeah. I'ma be a handman by the time I get back to lag. Spliff in my hand with a fucking drag. Wait in my eyes, see for Calabar. Not the same things I want hear about. I'ma be a handman by the time I get back to lag. Spliff in my hand with a fucking drag. Wait in my eyes, see for Calabar. Not the same things I want hear about. Yeah.
yeah. Wake up in all the money trying to put in work. So many evil happening in all the turf. Everything go from bad right down to worse. But the people trying to make a living put fear in purse. Fapping the paperwork and die. Government not care about the masses life. No fuel, no water, I mean I see light. And the people took what to stand and fight. Popo coming, bad boys running. You can see the war on the streets so. There's no warning, fire burning. And the teachers burn as it sweeps so high. What can be the solution? These trees filled with pollution. These two squeezing generation. They can't come and kill us. I'm a big man, but it's time I get back to luck. Spliff in my hand with a fucking drag. Wait in my eyes, see for caliber. Now the same things I want you about. I'ma be a hot man by the time I get back to luck. Spliff in my hand with the fucking drug. It's in my eyes if I call a bar. Now the same things I want you about, yeah. Big body girls praying. Church on every street, everybody praying. For a better life, life, life. Rubbing with a knife, knife, knife. You gotta be wise, 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 yeah. Dream killer, keep pillar. Boys that smoking the chinchilla. Marina. That's the place that me chillin' with my real niggas. The sun a fi burn, burn, burn. Got me sweating every day like a cut or some, yeah. The rain a fi give no sign. Just gone every goddamn time. This is my story. Right now nobody knows me. But by the time I copy, this thing up done in story. This story, yeah.
I'm a big man, but the time I get back to you.
That was Bonkers by Kobe.
And I was feeling like, no, this is Bonaboy.
Bonaboy.
Yes, yes, it has that Bonaboy.
How's the reviews been? Please, can somebody chain that girl?
You act like you don't want it, but okay.
How's the reviews been, Ben?
Oh, it's been super great. Like, I've been getting...
Are you getting the Bonaboy?
Exactly. Do you like Bonaboy?
I mean, I do, but that, like, it wasn't even in my head.
Well,
like,
damn, you guys should work together someday or something.
Hopefully.
So I'll tell you what, you should send this song to the Calabar government. Exactly now, so I don't know what
you're going on.
The thing about our government is they don't like hearing the truth.
They don't like music.
True that, they'll try to silence it. Even
they don't like music.
No, they don't like hearing the truth.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
that's sad. I feel that's Nigeria. That's not just
Calabar. That's sad.
Okay, so wait, do you guys see this Bonk guys? Did you watch his story at all?
Like, who's that?
This Bonk.
Yes, Bonk. Gang shit.
I don't know who that is.
That
guy
is.
Who's
I
swear. That? You guys should
know.
Who's that?
Bone Gang, all the gang shit.
He's a super weird guy that blows
very
the
weird
internet for doing weird stuff.
Wow, yes. That's like, I'm a
what
weird
you think
person.
Was
think
trying to do? What do you think was trying to do?
He's still craving attention.
Exactly.
And he got the attention. Wow. Do you know, I checked the story like in the morning and it was like 4.1 million.
Damn, people
in the
be watching?
It was
you
5.
Should know
1.
What they were watching. I'm like, this world.
And Instagram, they just had to block him. And then he created another account.
And
yes.
Then we followed again.
And we followed, people we checked followed. The story again. No.
I'm like,
gang go, the gang shit.
You saw that thing, yeah?
We all saw
it.
It
was everywhere.
Talk to
Lagos
and the
go
world
to Boom
about it.
Story, go to Boom Gang
and
story.
And I'm like,
don't
have
Chris. He took the screen recording.
They know what they were watching. I won't talk about
they
it.
Know
they
know what you don't. Okay.
No, you guys crazy.
I feel like you're into him too, though, so you can like tell us about it. You want to tell me private?
You're
my ear.
Saying this because you don't know what exactly was showing on
the
story.
I don't know anything about the guy. Like, I finally heard about him today.
You should check
first
it out. So back to Kobe. So what next for you?
So,
next projects.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just pushing singles out. I mean, I'm trying to. There might be an EP.
Okay.
Okay. I was gonna ask you when is your EP gonna come out?
No, it
depends on your mood.
Yeah,
wow, you're a proud leader.
No. I mean. I'm working with a lot of people, so
you are.
It depends on what
you want to give us names and you know.
Are Tochi Bedford?
Tochi Bedford, he good.
There's like
yes,
this. There's this chick, Lean Music. She's
chick.
From yeah.
Chick.
Puta Club.
Chick. How come
chick.
I don't know her, bro?
You don't know HOE. You don't know everybody.
Exactly. Why are you suddenly so interested?
What? Vin was
oh,
on
yeah,
this
Vin
countdown. So yeah, she's.
Oh.
Why are you so interested?
When you
I'm scouting
chick.
For female artists.
Right.
Yeah, she's
female
really
artist scouter.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, she talked to her.
Okay, so Kobe, what big artists in the industry are you looking for to like work with?
I love Malik Berry.
You love Malik Berry?
Malik Berry likes new girls.
I love Malik Berry too. Yeah.
Malik Berry likes new girls.
I love the texture. So you like new girls? It's so beautiful.
So Malik Berry, what are the names?
Burna Boy.
You see? What did I say?
Not everybody, though.
It fits into my like circles.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, you have a circle?
You have a circle. Yeah.
And Burna Boy is so cool. Like, I just want to chill with him one day.
Please.
Just like you like Jumbelion. I thought you liked
I
Burna
like
Boy.
Burna Boy and Jumbelion. My musical, you know, thing is like very diverse.
I should drop a music for you too, so that I can. Should I drop a song for you?
No, because if I want anything from you, thanks. I'm blessed. Kobe, what is how do your parents see this thing? Do they know about your musical talent and how you're exploring with it?
Yeah, my mom does.
What about your dad?
My dad is late.
Okay, your mom does, and how does she feel about it?
I mean, she's cool with it. She's always giving me praise. I mean, before
are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's very beautiful.
Wow. Before it was really weird, so she was like, don't get tattoos, don't do this. Don't
It's like a Nigerian parent, like
my mother was literally screaming when she watched the Brazil's match. She was I'm like,
what was she screaming about exactly?
Neymar's tattoo, like, the one on his neck. She was like, hey, God, my children won't do this. I was like, you don't know shit.
You're not the same children of nowadays. Like, Nigerian mother.
Shout out to all Nigerian parents who support their kids and all their all the things that they do that are not conventional, that are not professional courses, into media, music, dancing, fashion designing. Shout out to my parents are one, you know, part of those people, so I gotta say shout out to the parents who do that. So I love my parents, they support me. So that's beautiful. Shout out to parents like Kobe and I's parents who do that for their kids. It's amazing.
Mama Wolf.
You call that Mama Wolf.
Amazing. So what's the thing behind the wolf thing?
Yeah.
I mean, you think you're a werewolf or
something? No, it wasn't even from me. Okay. Funny enough. I mean, since secondary school, everybody's like, guy, you should be acting in Teen Wolf or something.
How?
The
beard thing.
Yeah, I always had like sideburns.
Oh, I can see that.
Like 15.
Christopher, you gotta learn. You gotta look at that and ask him questions after this. Ask him how he
Rely on me that product.
He's good.
So let's head straight to our number two. Psycho YP featuring Zilla Ox.
Louis
V. What do you think about the song, Kobe?
I mean, Psycho is a great artist.
Our Andale guy.
Exactly. This leads us to our next conversation, but let's listen to this song. Psycho YP featuring Zilla Ox.
Louis V.
Look at the bag, it's Louis V. Chain smokers in the trap house saying fuck all my enemies. Bad bitches in the band up, wonder which one is enemy. I call the shots like a referee. Black and white nigga, I'm Jeffrey. Black and white nigga, I'm bag, it's Louis V. Look at the tag, it's Louis V. Look at the case, it's Louis V. Look at the race, Louis V. Look at the bag, it's Louis V. Look at the tag, it's Louis V. Look at the case, it's Louis V. Look at the race, Louis V.
Look at the bag, it's Louis V. Look at the tag, it's the Supreme. It's a collab, we doing me. Psycho YP and Zilly Z. Back to back like Gucci G. We came with the fire artillery. We call with the swag, let's see it. We call with the swag, let's see it.
Hop on a record. Like I hop on my high horse. I'm sipping dirty in the beverage. I stick to my Sprite to get high more. I'm doing donuts in a Lexus. For driving, I wish I could fly more. Louis seats with the top floors. Gas pedaling, I'm on a sport. I can take it to a hotel. If I need that pussy, then we gotta park. Wild nigga, I get that a lot. I'm a wild nigga, I get that a lot. Got the PT, yes to the city. Fuck the key, nigga, push a start. Next year, we gon' show up in Gideon. Take some niggas off the fucking charts. Louis V, Gucci, and FOG. Look at these garments so heavenly. Feel like the Lord even blessing me. I'ma do this to eternity. When I'm gone, bury me up in Louis V. Woo! I saw my jewelry, this ain't no foolery. Fuck it, I'm bossing it.
So Psycho White P.
Y'all needed to see me jam into that song, guys. I was jamming.
Psycho White is so good. Ooh. Like, exactly. There's two songs now, Underlay and then this.
That's why I said leads us to our next conversation. Okay. Kobe, you know, we're talking about the Lagos artists.
Yeah.
And the Abuja. I think the Abuja artists are actually ghosting the Lagos artists when it comes to like the new generation.
No, not exactly ghosting. I mean, they get more support than us.
So what's the problem?
I mean, they're more together. That's just it. I mean, Lagos
Who's
artists.
Who's more together, the Abuja?
Yeah. So, I mean, the problem with us is you do one small thing. Maybe you just get airplay and then you're feeling like a bad guy.
I'm past that level, G. I'm past that level, G.
I feel you. But in ABG, everybody's supporting each other. Even like the so-called deadest guys are supporting each other.
Which is how it should be. Exactly. So
that's the reason why they get all the plays, they get all, everything.
Okay.
So they're really coming for our next looking. So.
Man, I hope we really fix that.
Hopefully.
So this leads us to our number one song, but as our culture.
Before we go into that, can I just ask, like, Kobe, how are you managing school with your music?
You answered that already.
Yeah, but I want to ask you, like, because like I had a lot of people talking to me in the past week and weeks before that. They're like, Oginika, like, I really want to go into this music thing, but like I don't really know how to like work with it in school. Would you want to tell people who are trying to, like, some people find it easy, they can combine it pretty, you know, smoothly.
Yeah.
But then how do you want to advise young stars who are trying to put those two things together?
It's just time management, really. Like, I recorded Bunkers in Calabar.
Yeah.
Like, I was schooled, and just one day, I just went to the studio, recorded it, and sent it to Johnson down here in Lagos. So I mean, then after I went back to school, I was doing school, then I came back for the halls.
Okay.
I mean, just managing your time well, that's it. Like, right. It's not that hard.
So you don't think one has to suffer for the other to blossom?
Not really.
Okay,
not
great. Really.
You heard that, people. So as part of our culture, you said you sing.
Yes.
And you rap.
Yes. Hey. And you're going to do it.
You gotta drop some bars.
But you're going to sing for the ladies, then you rap for the boys.
What does that mean? What if I like rap?
I do. You are a John Bellion fan. What do you expect?
I'm a John Bellion. So you're saying, I just told you that my musical thing is diverse.
Oh.
What is diverse?
Okay, by the way, have you guys listened to Drake's new album?
Nah.
Oh god, what?
You don't like Drake?
I never said that. I just said, oh god. Can't I call the name of my father in heaven?
Sorry.
Oh god,
mom.
Have mercy on me.
Dead. So, which are you going to do first?
Am I rapping on the video just a cappella?
You're going to sing?
Yeah, then the rap.
Then the rap. You can speak a bit. Alright.
Okay, then I think I should just sing first.
Okay, sing first.
So what's whispering your beat for you to...
Wait, you want me to sing on a beat?
No,
you're going to sing
and then you would rap on a beat.
And you can like to call my name in your song.
No one's calling your name. Thanks.
Leave that to him, please.
This is from my Valentine song. Aww. Like I did the song for the last Valentine. It's called Magic.
You call my phone, said you were home alone, waiting for me to come over. And I got there. Oh girl, you were waiting for me to go on. Yeah, I want to be in you while you're right there. You know I like it. Ooh. You make it feel like it's magic. Hey, I want your body on me. You make it look like it's magic, oh no. I want your body on me.
Woo! Yes.
Okay, that was fire.
Girls listening, he wants your body on him. Okay, that's fire. The weather is, you know, it's encouraging that though. Just be prepared. protect it while you do that, okay? Just
you know,
just
Kobe, I heard your Passion Fruits cover, yeah, and it was no
bam.
You like Drake too?
It was bam.
Yeah, Drake has been like a big influence
in your musical career. Yeah. Okay,
nice,
that's
nice,
amazing.
Nice. But is that you were a rapper?
Yeah, yeah.
Before you became a singer.
I'm both. I found out I could sing, so I'm
a rapper, so, a singer, a model.
Let me test your skills. So you're going to
I'll be like
spin something for us with the word redefining it.
Okay.
Do you want a beat?
Should I? Okay, I can go a cappella.
Anyone? Okay.
The word redefining.
Yeah, redefine. Let's go.
Yeah. I'm trying to redefine my whole life, deep in my bone marrow, deep in my spine. I'm trying to go like so narrow, I make it so wide, yeah. It feeling like sour, trying to blow in my mind. I'm going in like Karu, not the whiskey one, the one that I know of. Yeah, very soon, yeah, the nigga gon' blow up. No, not bum, not vocal, I'm choco. Yeah, my melanin's popping, I know it's local. The way I do it, I'm Nigerian, go to Africa. The way I do it, shit so cold like it's Antarctica. Yeah, yeah, I'm moving so slow too. They call me Kobe, what's your pro too? I don't got shit, I got myself, I got my mom too. Got my sisters, you know I got the gun too. And it's on my lips, cause I speak bars and it's shooting. And that's the thing, yeah, I do it for my crew, geez.
Oh. There we go.
When you said you have guns, guy. When
he
you said
got
you have
bars in his mouth, yo. He got guns in his mouth. That's amazing. For my crew. Christopher, you're cancelled with like multiple D's.
Yo, Kobe, we should walk together.
Walk together.
Christopher would embarrass you. Don't work with him, please.
Kobe, please.
For the benefit of your musical career.
So, Kobe, how's your relationship like right now?
Ito Han moving in for the kill.
Bro, calm. Mm-hmm. Just be straightforward. Bro, are you single?
Yeah, I'm single.
All right.
He's single. Yeah. So, girls, you kind of shoot your shot. What's your Instagram? Tell us.
Kobe_Wolf.
Kobe_Wolf. You can dive into his DMs and
you probably already know him. Kobe is.
Hashtag that.
Alright, so we're going to. It's been a nice show.
Yeah.
But wait,
yeah.
Kobe, you know he told us that.
scratch that.
Oh, scratch that. Okay.
So it's been a nice show.
Yeah.
So it's nice having you here.
I enjoyed it.
When you're leaving like next week or so?
Sunday.
Oh, okay.
So it's nice having you in Lagos.
Enjoy your journey back to Calabar, where things are friendly and safe.
Exactly.
So we're wrapping this up with our number one song. This is by Nessa.
But before we do that, do not forget to hit us up on Twitter or Instagram if you have any songs you want to put up.
And Redefine NG.
And
Twitter and Instagram.
Well.
Yeah. Send your songs
to redefineng@gmail.com.
And do not forget that we also enjoy to receive your feedback on our episodes. Yes,
exactly.
And
my personal Instagram is @iam_tofaj.
My personal Instagram is @tony_.
And mine is @O_Ginnica.
Alright, so we're wrapping this up with Nessa. I guess it's produced by Johnson IP. Bye,
get it,
guys.
Bye.
It's time, and it's number one.
I've had enough of all your games and all the tales that you tell. These emotions I've been holding in, I just wanna let it all out. I've been feeling like a lighter put out, trying to get myself out of it. This is not the place to be. Why can't you see? I'm done here, but I can't leave. Cause you got me, you got me. I tried to let you know, but you just get it now, and I get it now, cause all I have to do is close my eyes and make things right, and I'll be back to where I'm used to. I'm not certain about the future, but I know that if things go the way it should, then I know I'd be better without you. This is a crime here, this is a felony. You need to change, so you'll face the penalty. I'm done here, but I can't leave, cause you got me, you got me. I tried to let you know, but you just didn't care. I wanted more from you, but you said that's just not fair. I get it. I've got so many questions. So many questions and answers. All of my feelings are showing, but I can't be bothered. I'm done here, but I can't leave, cause you got me, you got me. I'm done here, but I can't leave, cause you got me.